One HB2-related boycott has come to an end. The NCAA announced today North Carolina can again host championship events. However, the league wrote the decision was a reluctant one. College sports do bring big money to the state, but have nowhere near the economic impact of boycotts by business. WFAE's Tom Bullock interviewed the top business recruiter for the Charlotte region to see if the business of getting businesses is improving.
The task of getting companies to move to or expand in our area falls to the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce. Bob Morgan is their president and CEO.
We're scouring the United States, Europe, Asia, looking for companies that are looking to either relocate or to invest, and we're looking to land their jobs, their investment, and their talent.
And if you were to write a modern history of their job, it would have just two chapters, titled During and After HB2. During the controversial law's time on the books, Morgan says things really weren't all that bad.
We had more announced new jobs last year in 2016, the year of HB2, than we did in 2015. So it did not shut us down, and I think some have a perception that it did.
But that doesn't mean things were great.
It created a whole lot of noise that for some companies, the specifics of HB2 were such that they decided not to put their jobs here. We all know that PayPal was one example. CoStar is a company that we thought was going to come here that ended up in Richmond, Virginia.
PayPal pulled some 400 high-paying jobs from Charlotte in their boycott. CoStar's boycott added 730 more jobs to the total. And yes, Morgan says, the rumors the state was outright removed from consideration by other companies were true.
Well, we were certainly told that by site selection consultants. There were projects that took North Carolina off the list.
The During HB2 chapter of business recruitment would likely end with this statement. The overall economic impact of the controversial law is unknown. The After HB2 chapter would likely begin with this.
We no longer have to talk about bathrooms. We can talk about North Carolina moving forward.
Ann Morgan says the chamber is talking as much as they can to businesses, whether they boycotted the state or not.
Well, you just make sure that they've seen the news.
Yes, Morgan says, they tell companies HB2 is no more. No, he adds, the new law isn't perfect, but it's better than HB2. And sports leagues like the ACC and NCAA's decision to again hold championships in North Carolina does help.
All eyes now turn to the NBA and our opportunity to win back the All-Star game in 2019.
Morgan says they've also reached out to the first business to pull expansion plans in Charlotte in hopes of getting them back.
There have been conversations with PayPal. Yes, I personally have not made that phone call, but there are others who were involved in working with them previously who have done so.
Morgan does not want to characterize how those calls have gone. PayPal did not respond to our request for more information on where they stand now. The After HB2 chapter of this story is still being written. It remains to be seen if the business boycotts do indeed go the way of sports leagues or if HB2 has so damaged the state's reputation that it still needs time to heal. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.